Well, hello there. My name is Martin Day, and this is The Ridiculousness, and this is episode 35.
R-I-D-I-C-U-L-O-U-S, The Ridiculousness with Monday.
Testicles. Yeah, it's working.
Awesome. This thing's on. Right, anyway, I've got my friend Mark back with me again. Returning, and you're slightly poorly as well. You've got sniffles.
Yeah, sorry if I have a bit of a runny,
runny nose,
bit of a runny anus. Sorry if I've got a runny anus for you, but
and a croaky voice. It's not quite Barry White yet.
Oh dear! But you've had a Lem sip, and you've just necked your green tea.
Other decongestants are available.
Well, they are, but I always call them Lem sips though. Even if I buy just the shitty regular alternative, they're still Lem sips.
Other decongestants are available, but not as good.
I got Beecham's the other day, and because I got a cold recently, it lasted for like 5 days. When I get ill, normally it lasts a day, but this one, it was 5 days it was with me. I was a bit sniffly, and I got Beecham's lemon with menthol, and it was fucking brilliant. It went right through my nose, you know what I mean? And it was like,
I'm not supposed to snort it.
That was the best bits, like when I got home, when I snorted it, and it just fucking drilled into my brain.
You keep getting the pharmacist. It's Lem sip. It really burns my nose, and when it goes down the back of my throat. Do you have anything to really I can roll it up and snort it with?
Well, you could buy a plastic syringe, and then you could chop the ends off that, use that as a snorting thing. But they've probably got, like, little things.
Because I'm a little ill, I'm a little delirious, and I keep forgetting what you just said.
So, that's all right.
I thought you were talking about plastic sponges then.
Plastic sponges. You can get plastic sponges, and you can cut the ends off them, and you can snort Coke through them.
Then you hate the it drink. When you go to the toilet, and you have the big business, ever shit, and it flushes, because I had this earlier.
Oh.
And it needs another flush, and you have to wait. You have to sit around and wait for it to fill up.
You've got to wait for the system to fill again. And it takes a good minute.
It's like, what do I do? You're sitting at the end of the bath, just sort of...
That's why you need, the bathroom books. Oh, no, yeah, no, we've got our fucking tablets now. We've got the power of fucking mankind in our pocket now. So we will never be alone anymore.
Or you go to the sink at a public toilet and you wash your hands, and the way you've cupped your hands, water splashes out and hits your trousers. And you're like, no!
Now everyone's going to think that I pissed myself.
Yes, you've just stood in the loo. You were ages in the loo. Yes, I was wearing my trousers.
I stood under the fucking hand dryers. Like, I climbed up on the side. I had my crotch under it for half an hour. Had to keep pressing the button every fucking 30 seconds. Oh. Or it's one of the ones where it's a motion, you know what I mean? It only works when it detects it's got something underneath it. And it's like this like fucking tiny little area where it will detect if you move your hands slightly to the side, it will turn off. It won't work anymore.
Have you used one of those Dyson Air Blades?
Yes, I've used a Dyson Air Blade.
I saw that thing and I thought, what a stupid Hoover.
Stupid Hoover.
I stuck my hands up. The thing is, you put it in and you go, up and down motion, like a squeegee. But you keep looking at all the skank around the inside. I think, oh, I've got to do
there's
this.
A lot of skank.
I've got to do it without touching the outsides. And it's like one of those games where you have that wire and you have to move the wire from one end to the other without touching the insides. Otherwise, you get the buzz.
Yeah, you don't want to get the buzz.
They're really weird, these Dyson Air. And there's the other one, something called an accelerator hand dryers. They've got them at the Oracle Reading. Other shopping centres are available.
Yeah.
And
they're not too bad, those ones.
It makes your skin do that kind of old lady thing, and you can see all the bones.
I like that. It does the G-force effect. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, when you see people
it,
like,
travelling
really fast, the fucking skin ripples and everything is fucking brilliant. So, I like those ones. They dry my hands really quickly, though. They're the best ones, I think.
Let's just go in loo there, and
I love going to the toilet in the Oracle.
And then you go to the sink and put your hand under the soap thing, but you don't touch anything. It goes... and you put your hand under the tap thing, and the sensor goes... And then you go to the hand dryer thing, and there's already two people on it. You've got to stand there like someone else with wet hands going, do I wait or do I wipe up my trousers? And then you think, I'll wipe up my trousers. Or you don't think, well, you stand under it and you dry it for 3 seconds. You think, I better not be rude. And then you wipe up on your trousers anyway. And you have that kind of guilty look. Like, oh, God. Or you come out after someone that hasn't washed their hands and you think, ugh.
That's gross. Yeah, they just walk straight out. they've had a shit. You can smell it. It was the fucking... You heard it.
Yeah.
And you know it was gross. I saw it seeping out from underneath the fucking...
I tasted it.
Oh, God.
Oh, dear.
And then they just walk straight out.
Straight out.
It's gross. When
they walk past that, you, they wipe their hands on your face, and then they walk...
The bastards. They fucking kick my door down of my fucking urinal, my fucking cubicle.
They come out of your toilet in your house. I've seen them. They just come in your house, just use your loo. They don't even know these people.
Wipe
their hands on your face, and then they walk back up the road.
Bastards.
It's in the paper. Martin's house is the toilet.
It is the top. It's in the top 10 downloaded stories from Reading Post.
What, your toilet?
Yeah, my toilet is number one.
So number one, toilet times.
It's got all the numbers. All the numbers are written on the wall of my toilet.
Really?
All the numbers, yeah. Everybody's. Oh dear, my nose.
All
is,
the celebrities. You've got
good.
All the little picture frames. People that come and visited.
Yeah, I've got Hugh Grant up there.
Jimmy Savile.
I've got Richard Pryor. Jimmy Savile's up there.
Richard Pryor. Yeah,
yeah.
That
I like
smell
him.
Still hasn't gone.
No, he hasn't.
Yeah, River Phoenix in there.
River Phoenix was in there. Buddy Holly. He loved it in there.
Yeah, Elvis, he was in
Elvis,
there.
Elvis, prosthetic. Are you confused
Elvis
between Poscuto. Elvis Costello and Elvis Presley?
Elvis Prosciutto.
Elvis with a Prosciutto ham.
He's got a Prosciutto prosthetic hand.
He's got a prosthetic hand.
I'm going to eat my hand. Hand tastes like ham. Hang on. Hang on,
oh my God.
Ham you very much. I'm going to be Irish. Awesome. My name's Elvis. Elvis Presley.
But they've all been in my bathroom. Every single one of them. I've got the platinum discs up there. They've all signed it.
Platinum Lura.
Platinum Lura.
Platinum Skids. There's a guest book on the
skid
way.
Skid marks in the toilet.
Guest book. Your guest book. Please wash your hands before using this pen. Somebody might actually have done that. Somebody who's got celebrity... I know, David Guest. He's probably got that.
David Guest. He's probably got that in his toilet.
That one that lives off other people's celebrity stardom.
Well,
yeah.
I don't know what he's done before. He was on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me a Job, so he must have done something before.
And he's doing Liza Minnelli now, isn't he?
Well,
they divorced.
Well, he did, I think. Yeah, that was a long time ago.
He's just doing himself.
That was before I'm a Celebrity. That was what made him a celebrity, I think. I don't know what made him a celebrity.
So surely it's like, I'm not a celebrity... But I will be.
Nice,
get me out of here so I can be.
Seems nice.
He seems like a nice guy. It just looks like a Madame Tussauds person. Sort of
yeah. His face does look very rubbery. Plastic, like the waxy material that they make. He does look like he's been sculpted. He's been under the knife. And I don't really understand that an awful lot, to be totally honest. I don't know. Like, it's your face. Like, I don't know. If you've got, like, a hideous physical deformity or something, like, and you want to get that fixed, I suppose that's all right. But, like... I don't know, maybe he was a right ugly bastard.
Or she was.
And he got ugly, so she felt better about herself.
No, she was an ugly bastard and had surgery done, and now is David Guest.
Oh, that's it. That's why you don't see Liza Minnelli anymore.
I keep thinking of David Guetta.
David Guetta. Oh, God.
David Guetta. Yeah. But you say Guetta.
Well, I don't know. I just pronounce it like how I want.
Well, it's posh. It's like...
It's posh.
I used to work with someone called Bob Pilon. He's French.
Pilon.
People rang up saying, can
Hello,
I speak
Mr.
to
Pilon.
Mr. Pilon? Yeah.
Hello, Mr. Pilon. It's Pilon, you fuck.
Pilon the sauce.
Spelt Pilon. That's the name of that fucking shop, though, isn't it? What was it? In the Oracle, it had that crazy shop. It wasn't called Pilon, but all the stuff is from a French company.
Oh,
Pilon,
Octopus.
Octopus, yeah.
And all the things
it's
had Pilons on it.
But yeah, it's Pilon.
There was one of them
French
in Bath
company.
As well. You ever been to Bath?
I've been in the bath once or twice. I prefer showers, yeah. But yeah.
Yeah, I've seen the picture.
Bath. I've never been to Bath, no.
Okay.
You've seen the picture of me in the bath? No, with the rubber
picture.
Duckies.
You've got the picture frames from the people that had a bath in your bath, as well as the people that had... Anyway, I went to Bath. It's worth going. It's a nice place. It's really... I wouldn't drive around there.
No, well, I wouldn't.
Unless you've got someone
like
knows where they're going. It's a little confusing, but it's really... It's like sitting in a little sort of bowl shape.
Okay.
And all the hills and the mountains around it. But I went to the baths at Bath.
Okay.
The Roman baths.
Yeah.
And... It's quite mental walking around that place, but at the end you get to try some of the bath water. Not bath water.
You get to drink it.
There's like...
Oh, the spring water.
The spring water, yeah.
Bath. You get to try some of their bath water. It's got all scummy. It's fucking grey. You can see bits of fucking scab floating around in it. Oh, a no. plaster. Pube. Fucking half a Veruco and a pube.
Sounds like you've been having a bath with a leper.
But you
that's
get
what swimming pools are
you,
like,
you
man,
go
like,
into the, you go into the restaurant. They've got a posh restaurant. You know, the fine dining.
Nice.
And then there's a kind of ornate, old school sort of fountain, which is part of the bath, or they've made it that one. And they hand out the water. There's a guy in the suit filling the water up, like, here you go, in a posh glass. And you go, oh, I'll have some. Thanks. And everyone, I swear, gets this water, and it's like the most rejuvenating water you can have. It's full of natural minerals and salts. It's supposed to be really good for you. And everyone just pulls that prune face and is about to spit it out, but they're in the middle of this restaurant. They're like, ugh. And it's warm, salty water. It's disgusting. And like, when you drink warm salt water, it doesn't make you kind of want to go bleh.
Yeah, it's not very nice.
So if you go to Bath, it's a beautiful place to visit. And especially if you're going to Bristol as well, it's a nice place en route. But oh, don't drink the bath water.
Don't drink the bath water. I've never been to Bristol either. I don't think
I
so
love
anyway.
Bristol.
I've been all over England, but like, I probably don't remember it. So I've probably been there once. Because, like, there's nightclubs there, aren't there? There's, like, good nightclubs there. So there's probably somebody that was there, and it's not that far away. So, like, at one time, I probably went there with, like, a group of mates or something.
I would live there. Yeah, it's got everything you need there, really. It's got the docks, it's got the town, it's got the forest, it's just got a lovely sort of atmosphere to it.
Nice.
Although it's a bit weird when you're sat in a pub, and there's a fella next to you with tats all over, a massive bloke, and he's going, all right there, I'm going.
Nice. I like Brighton. If I was going to live anywhere, I'd probably live Brighton.
Brighton, I think, is all right, but a little expensive.
Yeah.
And a little hilly.
Yeah.
It is a little expensive, whereas I think Bristol seems to be, I like Bristol sort of, everyone seems to be quite happy there, from what I know. Although, actually, Scotland, when I went to Scotland, that's beautiful up there. I love it. Scotland's like Wales, but with better roads.
Okay.
But both Wales and Scotland are lovely. But yeah, I'd go to Scotland. I'd go to Scotland. It's
go
nice.
To Scotland. That's the official word on the ridiculous
we
podcast.
Went to,
go to Scotland.
We went to the when we were in Fort William, which is at the bottom of Ben Nevis. Yeah, we climbed Ben Nevis.
Is it Ben Nevis's bottom?
Ben Nevis's bum, binge bottom. You go to binge bottom. And we went to the tourist board, and I didn't know what, you know, neeps and tatties.
Yeah.
I didn't know what neeps was.
No.
So I went to the tourist board and said, information. I said, can you tell me what neeps is, please? Give me a funny slate. Yeah. It's turnips, yeah.
That's turnips, yeah. Yeah.
All right, thanks. I walked out.
Neeps and tatties. Turnips and taters. That's pretty good, that. I like that.
Oh dear.
I didn't note that. I think you told me before and I remembered.
That's the stuff I talk about these days. Oh, are you going to go on that Where's Wally Fun run?
Oh, maybe. Yeah, I should do, but I can't run. My knees fucking hurt all the time. I'm not very good with my knees.
You should just go and watch.
I should
and
just
turn,
walk.
Turn
really.
Up. You
yeah.
should just turn up.
Shit, I need to look it up. That's what I need to do. I'd forgotten about it until you mentioned it.
Oh, you should go dressed as Wally.
Go as Wally?
Yeah.
That'd be brilliant. Wally. And then I'd get Ali dressed up as Eve.
Yeah. It would look really weird on the underground.
Excuse
me.
Of
pardon
wallets.
Me. Excuse me. Pardon me. That's a lot of cardboard boxes.
Yeah.
Well, she could just cut up loads of Persil. Other cleaning products are available. Bottles. And you could have...
Yeah, stick all them together.
Yeah, just cardboard boxes. That film's pretty good. Do you know one film that's a little surprising? Is that film Up?
Yeah, that was surprising. It was surprising because I thought it was going to be shit.
Well, as soon as you see a film...
It was only slightly shit.
Every time you see a film that's animated in the CGI format, you think, oh, it's going to be slightly funny. It's going to have adult humour that kids don't get. And it's going to be quite quirky and amusing.
Yeah.
But Up was quite depressing.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, this is a really sad film.
It is sad about that.
What's
old
wrong
man?
With this film?
Well, it's that old man, isn't it? It's got old men and it's got young kids in it. Young fat kids.
Yeah.
Fat kids. I fucking hate young fat kids.
Yeah, the funny thing is that dog with the voice.
Oh, the dog was kind of funny. Yeah, the dog was kind of funny. Where it was like squirrel. Yeah, that was good. I like that bit.
There's another one coming out which I saw advertised.
Down
when I went
down. Do you know what they're doing, right? Cars, right? They've done cars too, like, or something.
Yeah.
But now they've done planes, and now they're going to be planes.
Really?
Yeah.
They're going to be Planes 2.
And then there'll be a Planes 2.
Oh,
it's just the same fucking film, but they're planes. Obviously, it's not the same film. It's not like about a car that is in like Daytona, USA or whatever. NASCAR.
It might be a Red Bull plane.
It's a Red Bull plane that's in NASCAR and it drives around but flies in the sky at the same time.
You like guarantee Jimbo, there'll be a plane that's all sporty and mental. There'll be a rust bucket plane.
Yeah.
That's an old biplane or something. No, there'll be a Spitfire with a moustache that goes, "Hello, what ho?"
Yeah. He's going to be there.
There'll probably be a Harry and Jump jet in there somewhere. I don't know.
It's going to be awful. I'm not going to watch it until some kid's around and I need them to shut the fuck up. And I'll put that on and they'll shut the fuck up and they'll watch it.
Put Planes, Trains and Automobiles.
Yeah, that's a good one. Steve Martin, when he was funny. It's good.
Yeah, I think...
John Goodman or John Candy?
John Candy.
Steve Martin's
funniest is The Man with Two Brains, though.
I like that film.
I love it.
That's a good film.
Yes.
His old films are funny. He's funny in his Miss Amel Mahay.
He's got an erection and it that's puts a Lloyd hole in the window his, and he says his, the breeze is good.
That's where Lloyd got his surname from on Facebook. Yeah, that's his surname, yeah.
We watched The Money Pit the other day as well with Tom Hanks.
What did you watch?
The Money Pit.
The Money Pit. I ain't never seen that one. Is that good?
It's about a man and a woman who fall in love and they get a big house, but it's a bit of a fully party and they invest a lot of money getting it built up, but in the period that they're living in this house that's falling apart, they start falling apart as well.
Oh, their relationship.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Metaphysically.
Metaphysically.
I like this. It's good.
And there's a lot of... The builders sort of see it, and then the guy that owns it's like... At the end, they finish building the house, and like, who wants the house? And he's like... Rrr. And then he gives this big speech about how the house is blurdy birdy blur, but really he's talking about them. And it is a good film. It's really funny. Sal was around our house watching it, and she was pissing herself laughing.
Nice.
It's brilliant, yeah. I'd clean it up.
I haven't watched a good film. You know what I fucking love it when people say, I pissed myself laughing. No, you didn't.
You ever laughed yourself pissing?
I have once laughed so much that I pissed myself. That was when I was a kid and my brothers kept tickling me. They wouldn't stop tickling me. I was like 5 years old and they wouldn't stop tickling me. And I wet myself because I couldn't stop laughing.
Yeah,
and they wouldn't stop tickling
yourself
me.
Pissing. You pissed and it was so funny. It's going back in.
I've had some funny pisses, like when you know you got a bit of like spunk like frozen in there and it comes out like
someone else
comes up like straight up, it hits you in the face like Jesus.
You go to the loo and you do the thing and someone will go, who got aim properly or what's this doing on the floor? But what people don't realize,
whose pubes are these on the seat?
What some ladies don't realize is it just doesn't come out like that. It comes out all over the place sometimes.
It's like a sprinkler.
It does. Sometimes you got a bit that comes out forwards and then a few drips that come downwards and you're like, oh.
Jesus.
It's such a pain in the ass. Pain in the peen ass.
It's a pain in the peen ass. You have to have that cushion though, because otherwise the chair's shit. It's really hard. Rock hard chair.
Rock on Tommy.
He was in the fucking dancing program.
God, what a waste of time.
Well, fucking waste of time. And do you know what he kept doing in the dances? He kept working in his do you know what I mean?
Braces
thing. He did the thing with the braces.
Yeah, I think
what
even
prick.
The girl did it as well at one point in the...
What fucking prick.
Well, I don't normally watch that program,
it's
but it was
funny.
Christmas time, wasn't it?
Yeah, Christmas.
And like, I was with the family and we kind of... They put on EastEnders Christmas edition and because my grandparents are around, they put it on a maximum volume. And I can't stand EastEnders. And so I had my earplugs in when I was reading the book. So my mum's like, you're a bit antisocial.
Oh.
And I was like, well, I'm in the room with everyone, but I want to listen to EastEnders. So I'm reading this book here. And then my brother was playing on his iPhone, which he got for Christmas. And my gran goes,
iPhone 5.
What? iPhone, well, I don't know what the fucking is. I can't stand them little things. Oh. Stupid phones.
Oh.
Earphone. she was like, why is he on that phone all the time? What's so interesting about that phone? I said, because he's got a game on it. He's got a game. And the game he was playing was this game about diseases. And you had to start a virus and get it to spread around the world. And he was like, yes.
Wow.
Yes. And I said, what? He goes, I just wiped out Brazil. Yeah. And I was like, oh, blimey. He goes, I've got to get to spread more further. I said, well, attach it to rats then. He goes, all right. Yeah, that country's gone now as well. Oh, I'm going to beat the cure. Oh, no, humans have invented the cure. Yeah, humanity's wiped out. I went, well done, Scott.
Well done.
Well done for white out humanity. You megalomaniac bastard.
Whatever happened to solitaire, eh? Whatever happened to Mahjong? The fuck?
What about your Jong?
Michael Jong. Whatever happened to Michael
Jong? My name's Michael. Michael Jong. Michelle Jong.
Oh, dear. That's what I want to do, though. I want to record my Spectrum. I want to load up those old games.
Do you remember pirating computer games when you were younger? By putting two tapes in a tape-to-tape deck recorder.
Recording. Half of my Spectrum games are like that, though. They're all like tape-to-tape. There's like a C90 without about like a million fucking games on it.
There's quite a few like dubstep tunes that use that loading sound as well.
Oh, man, I fucking love that loading sound.
Do you remember that time when Rusko was, you, Catherine Rusko, using that catchphrase sound?
Boing!
I remember I was at Glade Festival, and it was like you hear this boing! Noise from the background, like, yeah, what's
yeah,
that?
Yeah, Roscoe! It's fucking every time. Oh, man, festivals are funny. Funny fucking times, festivals. Good times. I'm doing WOMAD. I'll always do WOMAD Festival, but I'm not doing any other festivals now, I think.
We watched that. Did you watch The Apprentice? Other rubbish TV programs are available. Yeah.
Well, I didn't watch it, but I'm aware that they were there, and I saw that, the umbrella stand. There was an umbrella stand, wasn't there, or something?
It was.
I saw that.
It was a bunch of kids who clearly didn't know anything about festivals, which is a bit weird because I thought festivals are kind of mainstream culture now. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Everyone seems to know. But they all pretty much assumed that festivals are just full of hippies and filthy, dirty people. And to be honest, it depends on what festival you go to. But that festival, WOMAD Festival. Other festivals are available.
There are plenty of other festivals, but WOMAD Festival is a real civilised fucking
It's very
campaign.
Family affair and very,
very camping.
Even though it is a festival, people are more sort of on it and you don't get to see people. You're less likely to see people on ketamine off their faces.
You are less likely. You do see it. There is that element there. They still have that element where there's people getting off their face, but it is much. The percentage is way lower than Reading Festival.
They keep it out of the way of the rest of the
Glade
Festival.
You know what I mean? Any of those Glastonbury, any of those big ones, they fucking, like, 90% of the people there are off their face on something. I'd probably say it's about 20% of the people there are off their face on something.
Were you there when that kid offered Kat's younger sister, who's 12, NOS?
No.
And we were like, get the hell out of here.
No, I don't remember that.
She's 12, so trying to sell her drugs.
Oh man, God. That's a bit shit.
And you sit there, and then we're watching this band, and you got, who's 12, and our friend's kid, who was, what, how old is he? He must be about...
I think he was six, seven then.
And you hear that noise that goes, pshhh, and you go, what's that? And you go, there's balloons. It's
balloons.
What are they doing?
Like, oh, I like balloons. Kids fucking love balloons.
No.
No, you can't have those balloons. Those balloons are adult balloons.
And I think with other substances, you can hide it and say that they're drunk. People are drunk.
Yeah.
But with NOS, it's a little harder.
Blowing in and out of a balloon.
Why is he blowing in and out of a balloon so much? He really likes balloons. So it was just a little weird.
It is crazy, though. You can't explain that one away. he's having a bit of an asthma attack, and he needs to... he's hyperventilating, and there's no paper bags around. There's no crisp packets. All we've got to do is these balloons.
Yes, a lot of people hyperventilating. I think the year before last was better, and then that bar was quite far away. This year, 2012, the bar was near the camping site, which was a little tricky. That was funny.
Yeah.
It was a good festival. We've got 3 weeks of snow coming.
We have got 3 weeks of snow. That's what's on the forecast for us. But they said that, though. They said that, like, and we didn't really get that much snow here. So I'm, fingers crossed, we're not going to get that much snow here. Because that really fucked me off, like, the last 2 years. All that snow comes down and it just fucking, everything stops. Disruption.
I'm not a snow fan. A cat's a snow fan. You're a snow fan.
When I'm out at like 6 o'clock in the morning and I'm on my way to work.
Well, unless you were really animated then about snow.
And it's like, it's pristine. It hasn't been touched. Nobody's walked through it. There's nothing and it's just laying there and it's all nice and the moonlight's glittering on it and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
That looks fucking
beautiful.
It's
all a bit purpley.
It looks fucking beautiful. So, yes, I'm a fan of it then. It looks lovely, but everything is disrupted. People go mental and they buy everything in the local supermarket. They just rush out and get everything. Sugar, the toilet roll, bottles of water, fucking buy it all, bread, everything, get everything. It's going to snow.
Yeah, quick, get the corrugated iron up. We're building that shelter.
It's Jesus Christ. Oh,
I don't really care. I'm not a big fan of the snow, but I worry about the elderly and people like that. And I think...
Oh, man, I want to go shovel out Vowels Drive again. It needs a good shoveling.
It gets all cold and wet. Oh, dear.
Oh, man.
Dirty.
That was good, though.
Dirty wash.
That was good, though. A couple of years ago, in the snow, go next door, dig out your old lady next door.
Bury her in the snow. Bless. In the summer, she's hopefully rotted enough to a skeleton. So nice. You've got the Hobbit.
I have somehow managed. A friend of a friend of a friend gave me a copy of The Hobbit. Yeah,
yeah, yeah,
yeah. It's got these watermarks in it that are blurred out because it's not a legit copy, obviously, because it's only just come out. But it's Oscar season, so these ridiculously fucking obscenely good quality copies of them come out because people like it gets distributed to the Oscar people.
But you're definitely going to go and see it at the cinema and spend money on it, aren't you?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure about. I'm going to get it on DVD.
There you go.
I'll get it on DVD. I'm trying to pull you out of a hole. Set, you know what I mean? But so, yeah,
have you watched it yet?
I've watched the first half an hour of it, and within 3.5 minutes, I was spitting feathers at the fucking screen. I was furious. I'm furious. They've changed things. But then, even with Lord of the Rings, I did go to the cinema to see that, the first one, and that's what fucking killed it for me, because I was just like, what the fuck? They've cut out all of the best bits, and they've put in all these shit bits.
Yeah, the bit with Dirty Harry comes into it.
And they've just overly dramatised all of the shit bits. Apparently, and the bits were Harry Potter. They should have Harry Potter in it.
Liv Tyler wasn't, her character wasn't in the book, apparently, someone told me. And her character was written into the story.
I don't know, no, I'm pretty sure she is, but I don't think she's in the first one. I think she's in 2 and 3, like when, because it's when Strider comes into it, or Aragorn, because I'm pretty sure she is in the first one.
All right.
Because the hobbits go to see her, and she's the most beautiful woman ever in the world. She's beautiful and ethereal, and Aragorn bonks her, and then...
Aragorn shovels her drive out.
He shovels her drive out. And she fucking loves it. She's getting on all fours with fucking Aragorn's big dick pumping in and out of her.
It sounds like your dream.
She's moaning and groaning, throwing her hair around. That was in the director's cut, though. Have you not seen the 14-disc edition?
With 3 discs of fucking... Lord of the Rings, fucking edition.
Oh, dear. But yeah, fucking...
Well, I was going to say on that note that Martin Freeman's done pretty well for himself, hasn't he?
Martin Freeman's done fucking well for himself.
He did Hitchhikers as well.
Yeah. I like him. He's got a nice face and he does that...
He's got a very soft face.
Brilliant, yeah. He's got a nice face. He seems like he's just a nice bloke, a genuinely nice bloke.
And Sacha Baron Cohen's done well as well for himself, because he was in Hugo, and he's in that Les Miserables as well.
Really?
He's in Les Miserables, yeah. I'm going to watch that tomorrow. Yeah.
Do you know what, right? They put the Ali G show on Netflix, right? It's on Netflix. I was just scrolling through, and it was like, shit, the Ali G show. Do you know what, right? We've got half an hour to spare. I'm going to put it on. It's going to be fucking terrible. I'm going to be cringing and be like, oh my God, I used to like this. It's still fucking funny, man. And it was funny today. It was funny. There were a few bits where it was a bit cringy cringe. When, like, Neil Hamilton comes out and it's like, oh, man, nobody would know who he is today. If, like, that show was just, like, on TV now, nobody would fucking know. You know what I mean?
Yeah, people would be like, who are you? It makes it good. And it's like...
But, yeah, there's good bits in it, man.
There's
it's
a
really
comedy
funny.
Called Lee Nelson or something, where it's like a little chav.
Yeah, Lee Nelson.
And he is crap.
He's terrible.
I watched one episode and I fucking hated it. And he's got the same sort of presentation as Ali G. But Ali G is obviously the satire. He's taking the piss and he's very intelligent. Yeah. And he isn't actually like that. He's just making this, you know, he's taking the piss out of these other people that don't
understand
him.
He's just cartooning it.
Whereas the Lee Nelson thing, he's just
Yeah.
It's just taking their stereotype and using it.
Yeah.
So I always liked Eddie G for that. He's always kind of, he's quite clever in that.
Yeah. It was funny. It was funny in the beginning when he was interviewing people and, like, it's like, as you said, with, like, the kids' films, the kids' animated films, there's jokes in it for the adults.
Yes.
But in these interviews, it looks like it's a serious interview, but there's jokes in it for, like, yeah, the stoner crowd and stuff. Like, he's talking about getting caned at school, and the man's like, yeah, I used to get caned when I was at school. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, used to get caned even in school. That's still fucking funny. That's still really funny, even today. I still find that funny. So, I don't know, it was really good. I was really impressed. Sacha Baron Cohen's a fucking funny guy. The Dictator was shit. I did not like that film. There was three fucking jokes in that film that actually made me laugh. It was an
awful film.
I wasn't overly keen, but, you know, what can you do? What can you do?
I had that problem with The Love Guru as well.
The Love Guru is fucking terrible.
There was one good joke.
What is it? You can't
face. What is
it
you can't face?
What is it you can't face? You can't face? What is it you can't face?
Oh, and then the rest of it was dire.
Was it. That was the one joke in The Love Guru.
Some people just need to.
But then we watched Wayne's World, and Wayne's World was still pretty funny, I thought.
Yeah, but that's a timeless classic. And some people have got such good characters. Like, he did well with Austin Powers as well.
Yeah.
But I think he should have stopped. he should have stopped after that. Or, yeah. I don't know, he couldn't have done any more Austin Powers because Goldmember was terrible.
I don't know. There are bits in that that I do like. There are bits in that that I do like.
How many times, apart from here, bonging a pancake, cracking a smoke, how many times is Beyonce going to kick someone behind her head doing that kick? Or yeah, no, Goldmember's going to do it. And it was just really poorly set up.
And also, the characters are all just recycled.
Yeah.
He does that fucking Scottish guy. Just recycled that Scottish guy. It was his dad in So I Married an Axe Murderer. Yeah. Then it was Shrek. Then it was Fat Bastard. Then it's this.
And he even did the Scottish accent in Wayne's World, didn't that as well?
Yeah, it's just the same character. Oh, it fucking grinds my gears. That one.
Grinds your Gears of War.
Oh, man, I don't like Gears of War. That's not a good game. I don't want to talk about Xbox exclusive games.
No, but I will say that our house has got a... the main Xbox in the house. I say main because we've got two. So that rich. The main one has got a Gears of War theme. So when if you turn it on, it goes... ooh, and when you put the disc in, it goes...
ooh.
And nobody in the house knew. Because I've played Gears of War, but they haven't. And I was like, ooh, that's Gears of War sound. I went, no, it isn't.
Is it?
And you press mine, it goes... whoa.
Oh, no, I like
so
that
every
one.
Every time you're trying to sneak in...
Because it's a new one, isn't it? It's swish. It looks slick. The new fucking Xbox does look swish.
Yeah. So but if I'm trying to sneak in the lounge and turn the telly off and the Xbox off because someone's fallen asleep in there, it goes, woo! And it wakes that person up. And I'm like, all right, mate, yeah. Just turn the
Xbox. It off. Oh, dear. But, yeah. I like my PlayStation 3. I think the PlayStation 3 is a badass machine.
I was debating whether to get that or another Xbox, but the nice thing is, should I get PlayStation 3 this time, or should I get another Xbox? I thought, no, I'll get another Xbox, because I know what I like.
Yeah.
Because I've just seen my brother playing his PlayStation 3, and he's given up on it. He's so sick of it. We sat there trying to play a game, and we waited half an hour while the PlayStation updated, then the game updated. And it was just updating, constantly updating, updating.
Yeah, it does constantly update itself.
And the Xbox does it once every 6 months and goes, bang, update. And you just sort of leave it for 10 minutes, and then you come back, and that's all you've got to worry about.
The actual updates on the system generally aren't so bad. That's down to your internet speed, how long it takes to fucking download it. But, like... the actual game updates. Every time I buy a game, I come home, I have to put it in the machine, and then I fuck off and I make a cup of tea and I sit down and have a sandwich, you know what I mean? Because it would take 20 minutes to download the update to the game, and then once that's installed, it then has to install the game onto the hard drive.
Mm.
But first it will say, you haven't got enough space on your hard drive to install this game. And I'm like, fuck, okay, right, remove these demos then, and then it will install the game. And that takes 20 minutes to install the game, and then... and then I'll know it's done because the start music will come up and I forgot to turn the volume down on the TV, so it'll come out. Shit! It's fucking 2:30 in the morning!
Oh, dear.
Oh, man. But
do you ever have those old albums? Like, I think I had an old Marilyn Manson album that had
99 tracks on it.
Yes, that was the fucking Antichrist Superstar.
Yeah. And I left it on when I went out of the shower in a bath or something. I was at my mum's house. And I'd forgotten about that. And I was like, what the hell is that noise? And it's this last track.
I think all of his albums had secret tracks on them.
Yeah,
that one was the only one with 99 tracks on it. And then it went all the... Because, like, it went up to track 12 or however many songs were on it. And then it would stop and there would be, like, 3 seconds for each track.
Yeah.
And it would just blah, blah, just go on and on and on.
And I think there was also the X-Files, the movie album. Jesus Christ, I can't remember that. You can skip back and it's got minus tracks on it.
That's what I fucking like. There's other CDs that have that as well, where it has anti-time on it. What the fuck does that mean?
It's wicked, I like it.
What was it? Too Many DJs. As Heard on Radio Soulwax Part 2, like the commercially available one that you can go out and buy.
That's
in the
a really good album.
That has anti-time on it. If you start it, you know, rewind it right at the very beginning, it's got like a weird remix of Can't Get You Out of My Head by Kylie Minogue. More where things. They cut it up and it makes her say, I can't
cough.
I can't stop thinking about girls, I think. That's what she says.
Wicked.
And then they cut it all up. But yeah, I fucking loved CDs for that. They do some cool shit. It's amazing. I don't understand how they do that, though. How do they get the minus time?
Well, you just...
How does that
work? I would imagine you have a start position where the laser starts from, and you have this beginning of the CD where the first you hear a program and say this is the start position for the laser to go. But you can also have probably like rather than, I don't know if CDs work from the outside to the inside, or the inside to the outside. I don't know.
You go from the inside to the outside.
So they
CDs.
Probably start a few mil out, and then you've got a separate track you have to skip back. So obviously they got the track.
Yeah.
Because you can do it with tapes. I mean, with old tapes, you could have a tape player that found each song.
Yes, yeah, no, you could, couldn't you? Yeah.
So it would be like that. You'd have a start position marker, so the CD would automatically find the start marker. There must be some kind of coding or some kind of indentation on the CD that says,
yeah,
this is where the CD starts.
Yeah, yeah.
And this is where it finishes. And then, of course, there must be a track that goes beyond that. Go back.
That's crazy.
I need another cup of tea.
Yeah, that's no problem. What we can do is press the pause. There you go.
Refresh
suitable,
now.
Suitable refresh. We've had a nice refreshing wank, and we're back. It's fucking, that was nice. makes me want to cough a bit, but
I thought that was butter on my toast.
I'll butter your toast, mate. Oh, that's dear. What I said, and then I did. No, you buttered your own toast. Is that a euphemism for something?
Innuendo.
Innuendos.
In your endo.
Stick it in your endo.
Yeah. That's a skateboard trick, isn't it? Endos.
It's what?
Endos.
Yeah. And there's also like a type of weed, like endo and outdo.
Endo.
Outdo is and outdoor endoscopy. And endo is indoor. So you want the endo.
How many endos do you know? Send in your answers to.
I know a few endos.
What about N-dubs? Do you know what? N-dubs, right?
What about N-dubs?
Dappy from N-dubs, right? What right. A prick. Jesus Christ. Apparently, he was like the ambassador for anti-bullying campaign.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But what he can do is go around bully people at the moment.
Yeah,
I read in the paper, he was talking to some girls trying to get him to go back to his place, his Mercedes, and they wouldn't, so he started calling them slags and that.
Well, they were slags, though, to be honest.
They probably were. And this fella defended them, and then Dappy came out and gave it all that, and the bloke put him in a headlock. So Dappy's bouncers came out, or bodyguards came out, started beating him up. Not Dappy, but this other fella. I was like, what a prick.
I'm not overly keen on the whole band, really. Because there's
What about Tulsa?
Tulsa.
24 seconds
in
Tulsa.
I want to be 20,000 miles from Tulsa. I don't know. I don't particularly like her. She's not my cup of tea, but she's not as offensive as the other. She's not as offensive as Dappy. There's Frasier. That's the other guy's Frasier. But I don't really know an awful lot about him. He's kind of unoffensive too. He just kind of hangs around in the back.
I thought his name was Phaser.
Or Phaser. I don't know how to fucking speak all these kids' words.
I remember watching
T4.
I watched T4 when I was in my pants one morning. On Sunday.
It's always best to watch it in your pants.
In your pants.
It's easier access to your prick.
And N-dubs were walking through an arena of some sort because they're probably supporting
Robbie Williams or something.
They're probably supporting some rubbish act. And the bouncer was stopping all the fans getting through to them. And the N-dubs were like, "You're balling through." And they worked their way through the bouncers like, "Yeah, I'm the N-dubs." And the bouncer went through. And then Talisa, they wouldn't let her through. They thought she was one of the groupies. She goes, hang on, I'm one of the N-dubs.
She didn't do an awful lot, though, to be totally honest.
She, I don't know, she's done better than the others, and she's obviously done... People obviously respect her.
Yeah, yeah.
But like, her songs are terrible.
In a more mainstream sense, she's done better than the others, but she's got no fucking real respect. You know what I mean? There's nothing real substantial behind her. She's fucking... I don't know. She's not as offensive as Dappy, though. Like, if Dappy had risen to the same, like, level of stardom as what she has, if he was a judge on X Bollocks or something, you know what I mean, then maybe I'd say he's not as offensive as what I thought he was. Yeah, but he looks like a prick.
He's got a face like a bulldog chewing a wasp. It's wrong.
You're fucking... Oh, dear. I don't particularly like the music that they do. I've listened to like two of their albums.
I don't understand, you're number one. I don't actually. You're not, so
I don't get it. I don't get their music at all. I'm not a fan of that. Haven't they won awards? Probably. They've won a Brit Award or two, maybe. I don't know. Fucking awards don't mean shit. Some man in a fucking wig and a suit. They want a mobo. They want a mofo award because they're motherfuckers.
They have not won anything.
They're badass motherfuckers. I bet, though, like, if Dappy was, like, walking around, like, Reading, and I was in Reading, and I saw him, I'd be like, "Oh, fucking hell, it's Dappy." And I'd run up to him and go, "Oh, can I have your signature, mate? I fucking love you."
Now, I have this problem with celebrities, right? Because I've met none that I know of. Actually, yeah. I'll tell you a lot. I've met probably about two or three. But I have this thing where I look at someone and it goes, "That looks like that person, but it's not that person." But some people are really on it and they go, "Look, it's that celebrity." And they'll go and say, "Oh, it's that celebrity."
Yeah.
But for me, I'd see someone, I
can't name them because you wouldn't be able to name them. It'd be like, "Oh, you're that bloke, aren't you, who did that thing?"
All the celebrities I see are D-list. But say I saw
Gary Wilmot.
Say I saw, I don't know, because like, I say Kevin Bacon, 3 degrees of Kevin Bacon.
I'd like 3 degrees.
Or saw Kevin Bacon, and I say that guy looks like Kevin Bacon, but I wouldn't say that's Kevin Bacon. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, there are some people out there go, "Look, it's Kevin Bacon," and I think those are the people that meet celebrities.
Yeah,
but then, what is so important about meeting celebrities?
Well, I don't know. Like if Tom Cruise was there, would you be like, "Holy shit, it's Tom Cruise. I want to talk to Tom Cruise." John Travolta? How about John Travolta if he was walking down the street? Would you? Oh,
you're a big fan of Scientology, you know.
How about if Isaac Hayes was walking down the street? Would you?
Or that guy from My Name is Earl as well.
Oh, shit, yeah.
Jason
Biggs.
Mewes.
No, Jason Mewes is Jay.
Oh, Jay, you know, Jason, yeah. Jason something, he's there.
Jason Biggs is the pie fucker from...
I'm the pie fucker! That's a good Jason. How many Scientologists can you name, actually? Let me see.
I'm not a very good Scientologist namer.
I'll get a little list up.
You can get that up, yeah. Pull that shit up.
Do you know, I had a weird dream the other night that I was... You know that film Broken Arrow?
Oh shit, yeah, with Christian Slater.
I dreamt I was Christian Slater.
You dreamt your fucking hell, that's awesome.
And I was tracing
the dragon.
John Travolta.
Oh, okay.
Through an airport.
Yeah. Oh, that's it, because he's the evil man in it, isn't he?
It was really weird, and I managed to catch up with him, and I said to him, "I'll let you go if you drive my girlfriend and me to America, and then when we finished on a holiday, you fly us back." As it flies back, because he's a pilot, so... List of Scientologists, here we go.
Who's on there then? There's got to be Margaret Thatcher, fucking...
Oh, wow.
Craig Charles has got to be on there.
Okay, so Kirstie Alley, she's one.
Oh, okay, yeah, I can believe that.
I'm only going to read out the names I know.
Go on then.
Sonny Bono.
Oh, isn't he dead?
No.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, yeah, in 1998 he died.
Oh.
So he was. Nancy Cartwright, the voice of Bart Simpson.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Tom Constantine, the former keyboardist for the Grateful Dead.
Oh, well, that's no surprise.
Oh, Tom Cruise is one as well.
Yeah, Tom Cruise is Scientologist. That's why I said his fucking name.
Oh, the whole Elfman family are a part of them. Dougie
Elfman?
Fresh.
Who's Elfman?
I think Danny Elfman, didn't he? But they got to
Bodie
Elfman,
yeah.
Janet Elfman, and Richard Elfman.
Yeah, yeah.
Beck Hansen. Jesus.
Oh, what, Hansen?
No, Hansen's not Hansen. Fucking... He was cool.
Hansen. The whole band is
Beck Hansen. No. A devil's haircut.
Oh, okay.
In my mind.
Oh, wow.
I can't believe he's a Scientologist. Isaac Hayes, obviously.
Well, yeah.
Vivian Kubrick. Jason Lee, that's his name.
Jason Lee.
Juliette Lewis.
Oh, wow. This is pretty bad, but I don't like it.
Priscilla Presley.
Ugh. She can suck my penis.
Billy Sheehan. Billy Sheehan. Wasn't he from the Pumpkins?
I don't know. Probably, no, it's Billy Corgan, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Hang
on. I'm doing pretty good with my names today. Normally in podcasts.
Oh, no, he's part of, he's with Steve Vai and the G3. That's where I know.
Oh, okay. G6. John Travolta. Like G6. John Travolta's the fucking man. He's a badass fucking actor.
Oh, there's a list of former members.
Fucking dancer.
In fact, the list of former members is... Oh, Lisa Marie Presley used to be one. Charles Manson used to be a Scientologist.
Well, that's, you know...
He identified as a Scientologist during time in prison. He studied Scientology while incarcerated. Wow. Well, so he wasn't a Scientologist, but he incorporated stuff over in... Well, there you go. That says it all, really, doesn't it?
Says it all. So if Charles Manson is looking into your shit and going, do you know what? That's quite interesting. You've got problems.
And what's that? Something door. Too many suits.
Oh, shit. We've got to stop talking about this. The fucking CIA's come around. They're telling us that we've got to get up against the wall and spread our buttholes apart.
Shovel your drive.
Yeah, we've got to shovel out each other's drives. Live on air. So I'm afraid you're going to have to listen to that for the next... Well, luckily, I don't last that long when I'm shoveling out a drive. I'm worried about you going to be up there. You're going to be like half an hour sweating away over that.
Especially when I'm not very well as well.
I've got a really big drive, so...
Your drive is tiny. You haven't even got a drive. You've got a path, which is about...
I've just got a sidewalk.
Your path is about 6 foot long and about a foot wide. Whereas my drive...
Oh, shit, yeah.
My drive. You know when you get it's people...
And it's uphill.
...that have got small drives outside their house, but they feel the need to get big gates with electric gates and fucking lions on post. It's like, I know I live in suburbia with my little house, but if I just get a big set of gates, it makes me look like I've got a bigger house.
It does make the house look bigger, though, and it probably adds like an extra like £5,000 to £10,000 on the list value. Well, so
putting gates with lions.
Yeah, yeah, gates with lions adds at least £10,000 on. I bet you. I mean, that's what it said on location, location, location.
With Kirsty Allsop.
Yeah, fucking. She's
other presenters are available.
Cunt, and she fucking hell. Fucking ate both of those pricks on that show. They're fucking twats.
But then you look at Kirsty Allsop. What's the fella called?
I don't fucking know. He's a prick.
He's called something. But they he's called something. He's definitely called something. Well, that fella there, he's called something. He's called something. But it looks like the way they get on with each other, it looks like they blatantly go around these houses, and when the cameras turn off, they're upstairs getting it on in one of them bedrooms.
Yeah, yeah, they're doing tonsil hockey.
Such a good relationship.
They do have a nice chemistry together, but it's just those fucking programs. I couldn't care less about some rich cunt's house. Oh, I want to live in London and the traffic's really bad and I can't get to work. So I want to move out into the countryside and it will be nicer for me. But I want to have a school nearby for the kids and I want to have a supermarket that's not too close because I want to have a nice farm shop.
I've got a budget that only makes me at this house. It needs to have character. And it needs to have... And his name is Phil Spencer, by the way.
Phil Spencer, you're a prick.
He has that
name. Take them around these fucking houses.
And they don't... And no one's happy with their house at all.
No, they're not fucking happy.
And he goes, we've got the wild card house for you here or something. And it's like...
Oh, it's only got 3 bedrooms. What's going to happen when my auntie comes over?
And they go into the living room and it's got pink walls and brown carpet and green skirting boards. And they go, this room's horrible. And he's like, well...
Character's not very nice.
You can repaint it. You do realise you can repaint
decorate.
It.
You're not just going to move all your shit in
like I don't like the rug.
It's just got the wrong type of ambience.
Well, no, that Kirsty's got her legs open.
Oh, fucking hell. Close your legs, Kirsty.
I don't like your rug.
Stinks. Your rug stinks, you fucking... Oh, Jesus Christ.
When you go to parties, right?
Fucking Channel 4 programs.
Don't you hate it when you go to parties and you do something in a house... That someone's house party.
No one's house
party. And you wish you'd you wish you hadn't done it. Like, yeah, you break something. Like, you make a mistake, or you go into a room and you sit on something you shouldn't have, or you spill something on something, and you're like, I'm not going to tell anyone about that. You know what you mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Have you had any of those incidents?
I've had every now and then, yeah. It's never been too bad, though. Never been too bad. There was one time, we were around our mate's house, and we were all, like, fucked on acid. And we were sitting down, like, on the sofa, like, pretty much the whole time.
It's like hydrochloric acid.
Yeah, we were sniffing some hydrochloric acid. And then I stood up, right? Because I'd been sitting down for, like, about 5 hours, like, the moment I stood up, all the blood just, like, fucking rushed to my head. And I just went, blah, 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 and I kind of blacked out. And I fell onto the coffee table. And I broke the coffee table. Wow. And all this shit just flew everywhere. I did kind of... it, but you know what I mean? It was just, like, that kind of, like... weird kind of pass out where, like, yeah.
I had a mate who went to a house party.
That wasn't a house party, though. We just fucking, it was just a regular Tuesday night.
This is someone's house party. He told me that they had to take their shoes off to go in this house because I think they had...
oh shit, yeah, no, yeah,
yeah. And everyone had lined their shoes up under the coats, and he got really fucked and he'd thrown up all in the shoes, everyone's shoes. It was awful. And then he went home. And I think he was wearing his shoes. And I remember going to a party. I was about 18, I think. So it was quite a long time ago. But I've got quite a big gob. Yeah. And I went to the loo at someone's house to throw up. And they had a shag pile carpet in this toilet. And I... ooh, fitsy.
A little bit fitsy.
I went over the loo to throw up. But you normally do. Because my gob's quite big. It went out the toilet. And all over the shag pile carpet. And I had to go home because I was drunk. Apparently they were clearing up for ages after. I felt really bad about
that. Yeah. There's been like a couple, like a party where like they've made you take your shoes off when you come in because it's all pristine and it's not their house really. You know what I mean? They shouldn't be having a party, but they're having a party. And I've come with some red wine and they're like, oh, be careful. Don't spill that on the carpet. And you're like, no, I'll be cool. And then you just leave your glass somewhere because you forget about it. You're drunk. Then somebody kicks it over.
Yeah, yeah. It's not my fault. I just put it there.
It's not my red wine, mate. That wasn't mine.
The middle of the carpet. It wasn't my fault. I got kicked over.
Oh, no.
And then everyone's relaxed and calm and they're smoking and they're chilled out. And then this glass gets knocked over and suddenly the whole atmosphere changes. Everyone's like, oh no, I'm really sorry. Oh, and like people really who were like getting involved and just sitting calming are now up and about with kitchen roll trying to dab a carpet. Like, put some white wine on it.
I mean, shit happens, you know. Oh God, that was a bit of Windy Pops. You know, shit happens.
Windy Pops, what are you, someone's granddad?
I had some Windy Pops, fuck off.
You want me to sit on your knee and you bounce me up and down?
No, that's later. Windy Pops. We're going to do that later. I'll give you Windy Pops. Windy Pops.
Anyway, you were talking about something.
Yeah, I can't remember now. Yeah, some bollocks. I can't remember.
Actually, speaking of bollocks, there was on QI, they're talking about men's testicles. And apparently, which ones are higher and lower and which ones are bigger. And apparently, the ones that are lower down are smaller than the ones that are higher up. Like I think your left is higher... I mean, I have to go and check in a minute, but...
all right, okay, yeah, I can check right now for you if you want.
And, like, your bigger testicle is the one...
yeah, no, you're right.
But you're apparently right. When the Greeks used to do statues, they used to do them the wrong way around.
Oh, fucking Greeks.
Just on that subject. There you go.
Fucking the Greeks have got a lot to explain. They've got a lot to answer for. Fucking Mayans, what was all that shit about?
Oh, that was a bit of a letdown, wasn't it?
Yeah, I was quite looking forward to the end of the world, to be totally honest. I thought, you know, I'd go out with a nice bang. Be nice. And fucking nothing happened. It was shit.
Yeah, well,
I didn't do any work for like 3 months. Everyone didn't do any work. I was like, what's the point? The world's gonna end.
Well, I was it's the same time as the winter solstice, isn't it?
Yeah, somewhere around there, yeah.
Because I initially saw it, I was like, why has everyone gone to Stonehenge for the Mayan calendar? I think those are fucking Mayans. But then I realised it was the winter solstice, and that's why.
Do people go there for the shortest day then as well?
Yeah, yeah. It's a bit colder.
It's fucking a lot colder, isn't it?
But I don't see how the winter solstice and the Mayan calendar are tied together in that they're completely separate civilizations.
Yeah, they were.
And it's not really the end of the world, it's more the end of the Mayan calendar.
Yeah, no, that's all it was. It was just the end of the calendar.
It's not like saying my calendar from last year, which is now run out, oh, that's the end of the world. Just say, no, skin of a calendar.
But it just stopped counting.
When life is so boring, people find interest in the littlest things. Yeah. Although the end of the world isn't that little, but But you see all the videos of people around the world doing different things. Was that one in, was that one in France when there's that mountain where a UFO is supposed to come out and everyone was dressed up as aliens?
Oh, wow. That would have been cool. I'd have liked to go to that one.
Ooh.
I did fuck all. I just stayed indoors. I watched the End of the World live stream on Yogscast channel on Twitch TV.
Well, a friend of ours went to Mexico for that.
Cool.
Not for the Yogscast.
No, but for the End of the World party.
Yeah, oh, she went to that, and that was exciting for her.
That was. Sounds good. But then, you know, you go to Mexico, you're going to come back with all sorts of shit, though, aren't you? They're, you know, it's, I don't know. Tapas. I don't know. I've never been there. Tapas. You come back with tapas and a piñata.
I've been to Mexico. But only nice. The top, but where is it? Tijuana. So that's like saying I've been to England, but sort of just going to Soho, I suppose. It's only the tip of the iceberg. Though, yeah. It's a bit weird. Everyone's trying to sell you chewing gum, and everyone thought I was Australian or Irish. But I wouldn't mind getting a proper Mexico.
Yeah, I'd like to go to Mexico. I'd go anywhere really. Where it's my next holiday. I know it sounds terrible, but I just want to go somewhere where it's fucking hot. They've got a nice swimming pool. And they've got a bar next to it that sells margaritas. And I can sit there and read and then have a swim and drink.
Oh, right, because I see you got Coral Reef and Bracknell, but they ain't got a bar next to
the pool. Their margaritas are shit.
Oh, yeah, I've got one of these faces. Right, people come up to me quite a lot and say, do I know you from someone? I don't recognise you. Someone always seems to say to me, you look like my mate such and such. And I always go, is he a cunt? And they go, no, he's a nice bloke. Go, for that.
That's all right, then.
Because you never go... You look like my mate John. Really? Oh, right. Is he a cunt? Yes, he is.
Oh, he owes me a tenner. Pay up.
Yes. What, because I look like him?
Does anybody ever come up to you and go, you look like that guy who cycled round the world with Ewan McGregor?
No. The only celebrity I've been confused with is that fella from Him.
Oh, the lead singer.
The Vili Vallo from Him. And that was at Reading Festival when some couple of girls thought I was him and they were following me.
Him from Him.
Him from Him, the singer from Him.
Yeah.
Which is quite funny.
His Infernal Majesty or something like that.
Yeah. I've had it twice, actually. That was quite funny. But I had the funniest time was when we were in Koh Phi Phi and we were on this like resort at the top of the island where you've got to get a boat to. And it's in the middle of flipping nowhere on an island in the Thai Gulf. And I was in a swimming pool. And this bloke, this German bloke, goes, hello, it's John Nam Hans or something like that. I went, no, you just look like my friend from Germany. Like, what the fuck? Even a person from Germany on a remote island is coming to me in a swimming pool saying I look like his mate from Germany.
You look like my mate from Germany. Are you here?
I went, no, I'm not him. And he stood there. He was in the pool. He sort of paddled a bit. For 5 minutes, he was just staring at me, saying this thing. You look like my friend Hutchins. I was like, I'm not him. And it's like he couldn't believe you. I said, no. Even though I clearly do not have a German accent. I said, no.
When I was, like, between the ages of, like, 16 and, like, 20, when I was, like, hardcore, like, drug era, in that time, we kept bumping into loads of people that looked like me. There would always be, like, these kids... It's like, man, we found another buddy who looks like you. Look at this, some fucking specky four-eyed twat. He's fucking gangly sitting in the corner. He doesn't really look like me. He just wears glasses.
It's like saying anybody with glasses looks like you.
I get Harry Potter shouted at me every now and then. Do you know what? I look fuck all like Harry Potter. I don't really understand it.
You don't look like him.
But people will shout that at me.
Your face is too long.
Yeah. And also, I'm quite good at acting. I'm terrible at acting. I'm fucking Daniel Radcliffe's way better at acting than me, and he's shit.
You should plug your superhero video that's on YouTube.
Project Loser. Yeah, I don't know how to search for it though. I don't know the tags. I should know the fucking tags, and I could tell people to search for that. But yeah, Project Loser.
You can see
it's a short film where
Martin
I played
in his pants.
I played a superhero, a shit superhero who was terrorist. It was all right. The film's all right. It needs work done on it. Fucking.
Burning.
But yeah, it's on YouTube. It's in four parts. It's only like 20, 25 minutes long. I think I've got it on like DVD somewhere. I should rip it and fucking put it up myself.
You should rip it up.
Yeah.
Rip it up and start again.
Oh, man. Music's fucking badass. I love music.
I love music.
I love fucking music.
I really like food.
There's a band I started listening to. It's quite old now. They're not a new band, but they're called Holy Fuck. Holy Fuck is the name of the band. And they're really fucking... It's nice. It's just guitar fucking riffs but like it sounds like electric. It's all electric, electronica.
Electric
kind of
boogaloo.
Based. Yeah, it's fucking cool, man. It's really cool. It's kind of like Milo mixed with like Chick Chick Chick, the three exclamation marks. I don't know if you ever listened to that.
I'm into, at the moment, Chinese Man.
Oh, yeah, that's cool.
From France. And yeah, the French, Heavy, like which hip-hop. I just got into.
The Heavy?
Yeah, well, this is quite funny. When you when you play a game...
Is that like The Wanted?
And yeah, The Wanted. When you play a game and you have a soundtrack to the game and your girlfriend starts playing that tune on YouTube, you know you've got a good tune.
Yeah.
They do the theme tune to Borderlands 2.
Oh, right, yeah.
They're like a sort of soul-y, bluesy kind of a group. They're really, really good. When they're called The Heavy.
The Heavy. Cool. So all you kids out there, listen to The Heavy.
Well, yeah. It's good to get stoned too, I'd say.
Yeah, get stoned, listen to The Heavy.
But I think we had Xbox music when we were playing some games of the night. We heard it in the background. But the thing about Xbox music is we didn't start a playlist.
Windy Pops.
That toasty's coming off me. And that goulash. It'll play the same song on a loop, and they haven't got... Whenever the music video is not on there, they'll just show images of the band.
Yeah.
And it's really weird just seeing the band, like... Because we had it on pause for about 20 minutes. It was just really annoying seeing the same picture of this band going backwards and forwards and backwards and forwards. So I kept seeing these images of the Heavy, like, doing these really weird poses in their coats, like, trying to look like a hard man for 20 minutes. Like, turn that shit off, it's really boring.
Just the pictures cycling around. I fucking love... I keep going on about it all the time, but I love YouTube. I just keep watching stuff on YouTube. There's some badass things. There's a video I wanted to show you before we did this. It was in one of the Joe Rogan podcasts. Mm. But they fucking... They talked about it. It's a comedian called Bill Burr, and he's talking about this performance from the 70s, where it's John Lennon and Chuck Berry, and they're playing Memphis, Tennessee, which is one of his long distance information, give me Memphis, Tennessee. That song. It's a fucking good song, man. And they're harmonizing. They're doing really well. And Yoko Ono's in the band as well.
Oh, God.
She's a fucking bitch. And then she just picks up the microphone and goes, and then puts it down. And, like, Bill Burr's fucking doing this commentary over the top of the video, and it's so fucking funny. I've got to play you this video.
What does he say? Like, oh my God, here she comes.
Well, no. He's like, do you know what should have happened? John Lennon should have stopped the band and said, do you know what? You want your fucking moment. This is your moment, right? You fucking do that again. And I'm not going to do it because that's plagiarism. I can't do it justice. I can't do it the way he does it. But fucking hell, it's so funny. If you just type in Bill Burr and John Lennon, it's the first fucking video that comes up.
Is that B-U-R-R?
Yeah. B-U-R-R, really funny guy.
I was thinking about Spider-Man the other day, about how Spider-Man can climb walls and whatnot with his hands and feet.
Yeah.
Because he's got something
clawy. He's got spider qualities.
Spider qualities. Yeah. Spider quality. Yeah, man, I got spider qualities. Right, ghouls. But on the new Spider-Man film, which I haven't seen.
I haven't seen either.
But there's a poster and he's wearing gloves, which I'd accept.
Yep.
The thing can go through his gloves. He's got boots with soles. How does those boots stick to things when it's his bare feet that have
it's
the
science.
Substance?
The new Spider-Man, it's more science. Because like, he's got like the web spitters or whatever, web slinging stuff. It's a machine. It's like,
yeah.
It's weird. Yeah,
what,
it's
about,
more
what about the sticking to surfaces?
Science though, isn't it?
Well, he doesn't actually have spider abilities. He's got
he
sticky
does
gloves
have spider
and sticky
abilities.
Boots.
Like, he's got spider sense and he's got spider like agility and stuff. But most of the actual like... climbing walls and shooting webs, it's science now. It's not, he's more like Batman than fucking like a proper superhero anymore. It's fucking,
I wish people stopped making the same fucking film over and over
I wish
again.
They would stop.
Do you know what else is quite funny is how Bane, I was trying to say this to you, but actually sounds like Santa Claus.
I don't know, I still haven't really got around to watching Dark Knight Rises.
Oh,
I'm not
God.
A fan of Christian Bale.
I'm such a oh that is it, those three films are pretty good, but the third one, you forget it's a Batman film most of the time. And then they throw Catwoman in there. It's like, what the hell is she doing in this film? She doesn't need to be in the film at all. I just, oh dear.
They've thrown her in there because it makes a quick
film.
Buck.
It does make a quick buck. It's just Anne Hathaway. Oh, I don't know. I just...
The fucking Heath Ledger as the Joker, that was incredible. He was fucking incredible. The film itself was shit. I didn't like the film.
Yeah, they're Dark long
whatever
and
whatever the fucking
arduous, and they're just like, yeah. Oh come on! The last good Batman film was Batman Returns,
with the penguin.
And yeah, yeah, that was the, and even that one has its moments where it's, this is just a fucking Tim Burton film. This isn't Batman anymore, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but I think the thing that makes, the only thing that makes those films a little ridiculous is the fact Batman can't turn his head properly. But they are dirty and gritty and they're great. And as soon as they start getting Batman Forever and Batman and Robin and...
Yeah, I mean, that was more like the TV shows, which yeah, they're was just cool a bit ridiculous in its own little way, but yeah, they were ridiculous.
And the first Batman was cool. That was with
Batman, the Sandman. The movie with Adam West and...
No, Sandman. The one Batman Begins.
Oh, okay.
That was a cool little film, but I think the second and third one just...
Yeah. No, I don't know. They're gritty and whatever. They can suck my nuts, though. That's not really my sort of film.
Suck my nuts, man.
Suck my nuts, Batman.
I'm sucking my nuts, man.
Stop, or I'll suck my nuts. I don't know how that's a deterrent from me doing
crime.
This
was like, we were watching X-Men, the cartoon, right?
Oh, okay, that's pretty badass, man.
Right here. Like, how many people try and learn that guitar?
Oh,
but
sweet.
There was a group of villains or something, and I caught this from the back of my mind as I was playing some. And each of them had to go out and do something relevant to their abilities. Go and do this, such and such man, because you can do this. Go and do this, such and such man, because you just. Right? There was one guy, and he goes, and Jason, with your wheelchair changing ability, and I swear this kid's mutant ability was changing his wheelchair into different things.
Wow.
It's quite character.
Why can't you change it into a pair of working legs, you fucking prick?
No, that's just disrespect for the people in wheelchairs, but I'd say that's quite
There's
specific.
There's nothing wrong
really
with people in wheelchairs, but just, I don't know, that's like cool saying, prick. I could change the colour of my wheels!
Yeah, it's just like saying, oh, my mutant power is changing my wheelchair into something else. And he was like turning into a flying vehicle. Like, it's quite a specific.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Power.
I don't know. That's kind of. That's all right.
You imagine he had no wheelchair. Like, what's your power? Well, it's pretty useless right now because I haven't got a wheelchair to demonstrate.
I could change wheelchairs into different objects. That's cool.
But can you imagine if he didn't need a wheelchair?
It just doesn't work, does it?
He had the ability to change wheelchairs into things, but he's never needed a wheelchair. So you'd never know that power till one day
Professor
made...
Xavier comes around his house and goes, do you have mutant powers?
He comes around
really?
And...
Really? I didn't even know.
He goes to hospital or something, he has to get carted from one place to another, or he's racing around the hospital because he's a juvenile delinquent.
Well, no,
he
breaks,
realizes
his,
he
breaks his leg, and they put him in the wheelchair, and yeah, as they're wheeling him in, it changes into a speedboat, and it falls on his side, and it's like, what the fuck? Didn't know that was going to happen.
Can you imagine that weird ability? Like... Oh, what's going on? This wheelchair's transformed into a big cat. Or Cringer or something. There's a few other weird abilities I've seen people have. Like, there's one that can change the mass of something.
Wow.
It can make things heavier or lighter.
Nice.
That's a really weird ability some of these characters
I like that
have
one. I'd make my cock way heavier.
But it seems
and
like
an extra couple of pounds on that beast.
I don't know. It's just like, say, Marvel Comics just have to keep making different powers for different people.
Well, yeah,
and they can't
the
use the same one twice. Yeah. It's like, they must have this machine.
So they really fucking stretch them out. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they just move them around a little bit, or they kill someone off and give someone else those powers. It's really weird. It's always the classics.
Oh, man. I don't know. I'm not really in, like, I watched X-Men, but the other ones, I wasn't so keen on. I haven't watched Thor. I haven't watched Avengers. I watched the X-Men movies, like the first three, and I watched Wolverine Origins. And actually, and I watched the First Class, the prequel. That was pretty fucking cool, man. I liked that one. X-Men First Class.
First Class is good.
I recommend that one.
All the Avengers films, bar Iron Man, are basically just preparatory adverts for the main Avengers film.
Yeah.
Which is an exceptionally good film. It is funny as hell. Even people who don't like comics were liking it. And there's going to be, I think there's going to be a JLA film as well.
Probably. JLS are quite famous. So
no,
you know, they're
Justice
gonna,
League America.
Have the whole band up there.
Justice
JLS,
League.
JLS, the movie.
But I don't know. Like, Disney have bought Marvel, haven't they?
Yeah, and Lucas film as well.
Yeah, so they're going to be...
buying up
they're doing another three Star Wars films.
They are. And they're going to be awful.
Mm.
Well, I don't know. Hopefully they're not. Like, but they probably will. They're probably going to have Jar Jar Binks back in it. because it's a character that they can make and sell, and he's going to have his own spin-off show, and they'll fucking, you know what I mean? They will just pump more money out of it. It's a money-making machine.
There will be some kind of thing where you see Mickey Mouse with Han Solo and Wolverine in some game on the flipping Wii U or something.
Yeah.
Called Disney Nights 3 or something. Know, yeah. And you'd be like, what the fuck? Disney.
Fucking Disney, man. I don't know. It's not so bad. Like, the old Disney films, fucking love them. Dumbo, Mary Poppins, you know what I mean? Bedknobs and fucking Broomsticks, all that shit. Fucking, I love all that because it's nostalgic to me. It's when I was growing up and I fucking...
Anti-semantic.
I loved it. Jungle Book, stuff like that. Fucking brilliant. These new ones, like Pocahontas, just suck my fucking cock. That's bullshit. It's bullshit. All of them. Fucking Lion King was probably the last good Disney film.
Lion King was the first original, and you could say that in brackets. It was the first film they made that wasn't directly based on a story.
Yeah.
Although it's obviously the story is very similar to other ones.
It's the story of Jesus, though, isn't it?
Jesus. Jesus was a lion.
This is the reworking.
And
of
how
the Bible.
Many people have grabbed their cat and lifted it up in the same fashion as they did on The Lion King?
Do you know what? That's what I do rock. With yours. I come around your house, I grab your pussy, and I lift it up way above my head.
It has that.
And I go,
it's a boy.
It's a little boy.
Oh, man. Oh, bless. I'm hungry.
Yeah, I think I'm going
to... I want some food. You're gonna tootle off on your way.
Oh, my God, mate. Things. I'm getting a little bit tired.
Oh, bless.
It was nice to talk to you, Martin.
It was nice to talk to you, too. It's always a pleasure.
I'm flagging a bit.
Oh, bless. Well, I've just said that twice in a row. Oh, that's terrible.
You really are sounding like an old man, aren't you?
I feel like an old man. My body's going.
You smell like an old man. You smell like
wee. Smell like wee. Smell of piss and soup.
You smell piss and soup and sad.
I smell of piss, soup, and deep sadness.
Deep. What's that? Oh, I'm going to sign off.
Yeah.
Bye.
I love you. Bye.